Good morning. My name is Katora, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the China Ceramics Third Quarter 2011 Earnings Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I would now like to turn the conference over to Crocker Coulson, President of CCG Investor Relations. Please go ahead, sir.
Oh, thank you very much, operator. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening of those of you who are joining us from Asia. We'd like to welcome all of you to China Ceramics' third quarter 2011 earnings conference call. I'm pleased to say that with us today are China Ceramics' Chairman and CEO, Mr. Jiadong Huang, the company's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen, and also we have Bill Soginski, a member of the company's Board of Directors. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Huang for his opening remarks, I'd like to remind our listeners that during this call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements, which are subject to risks and uncertainties. In addition, management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims the protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements that's contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today. We'd like to refer you to a more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties with the company's filings with the SEC. In addition, any projections as to the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, November 14, 2011. China Ceramics assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. To supplement the company's financial results presented in accordance with IFRS, management may make reference to certain non-GAAP financial measures, which the company believes provide meaningful additional information to better understand the company's performance. A statement reconciling any non-GAAP measures to the nearest IFRS equivalents can be found in the earnings press release that went out earlier this morning. Please note that the conference call this morning is going to be limited to discussion of the company's third quarter earnings and operations. The call will be opened up to questions and answers at the conclusion of management's presentation. Due to the limited time allocated for the call, we'd like to ask participants in the Q&A to limit their questions and comments to this topic only. With those formalities now out of the way, it's my great pleasure to turn this call over to China Ceramics Chairman and CEO, Mr. Jiadong Huang, and China Ceramics CFO, Mr. Hen, who will be translating for Mr. Huang. Mr. Huang, you may proceed.
Thank you, Crocker. 我代表中国投资公司欢迎各位参加公司 2011年第三季度盈利电话会议。
On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone joining our 2011 third quarter earnings conference call.
我们非常高兴地宣布，在过去的第三季度，公司录得优异的营业和财务数据，收入和净利润同比增长 38%和20%。
We are very pleased to report another quarter of excellent operating and financial results, recording 38% and 20% year-over-year growth in revenue and net income, respectively.
投资的销售的增长以及公司产能的扩张是收入增长的主要动力。公司在第三季度的实装销售数量达1460万平方米，较去年同期的1140万平方米比，升幅达20%。 今年的第三季度，我们也顺利完成恒达产能的扩张，石该设施的产年产能从今年的第二季度的3200万平方米增加到4200万平方米，这证明了对建筑产能的强劲需求，也充分体现了公司良好的执行能力。
Our increased sales of ceramic tiles and expanded production capacity were the key drivers of revenue growth for the third quarter. The year-over-year increase in top-line performance was driven by a 28% increase in sales volume of ceramic tiles as a result of our increased utilization of new production capacity. During the quarter, we also successfully completed expansion of our Hengda facility, enabling us to produce 42 million square meters of ceramic tiles per year, up from 32 million square meters in the second quarter of 2011. It illustrates the continued strong demand for building materials and our exceptional execution and delivery capabilities. This was a substantial achievement for us and a key element of our strategic growth plan.
在目前为止, 公司的总产能已经扩展到 5200万平方米, 我们仍然计划17年年底完成恒达力二期的产能扩展, 到时公司的总产能将会增加至 4200万平方米, 以目前的产能比, 增幅将达到 38%。
As a result, our current total annual production capacity of ceramic tiles reaches 52 million square meters. We remain on track to complete phase 2 at Hengda Li by the end of 2011, by which time our annual total capacity will be increased to 72 million square meters of ceramic tiles, up 38% from our current level.
就行业的展望而言, 相信大家都知道, 政府去年几次宏观调控 房地产行业, 但是为了推动经济适应房发展, 国家今年推出呢, 将是适应房发展的新的融资渠道, 包括保险基金, 住房基金, 以及平价住房融资代替。
As for the industrial outlook, as many of you are aware, in 2011, new avenue of funding for affordable housing have been introduced to the market in response to regulators seeking to rein in excessive lending for property speculation. These include insurance funds, the Housing Provident Fund, and affordable housing financing vehicles.
另外, 根据最新的数据, 中国的将是适应房方案发展已经上了轨道, 在第12个五年计划期间, 中国将建造3600万套将是适应房, 我们相信该方案可以使公司增长多元化, 基于政府致力推动国内房地产, 以及总体将是增长的稳步发展。
Further, according to recent data, China's affordable housing program is picking up momentum, supported by China's plan to build 36 million units of affordable housing during the 5-year plan. We view this as a positive sign to diversify growth as the mandate serves to support stable real estate development, as well as overall economic growth.
基于以上的基本面, 我们第四季度订单的积压依然强劲, 我们相信公司的产能扩张的策划会提升我们的竞争优势, 最终赢得更大的市场份额。
Therefore, due to continued positive fundamentals, we see a strong backlog of order for the remaining quarters of this year. We believe that the execution of our strategic plan to increase production capacity will enhance our competitive advantage and ultimately secure market share gains in the industry.
总而言之, 我们对第三季度的表现满意, 对我们的市场定位以及未来发展的机会深有信心, 我们期待着下一个季度的盈利电话会议到来, 跟大家一同分享公司的营运和财务上的表现。
In conclusion, we are very pleased with our third quarter financial performance. Confident as to our market positioning and optimistic about the opportunities that lie ahead for us. With our ongoing capacity expansion and new state-of-the-art facilities, I look forward to sharing further information as to China Ceramics' operational and financial progress in the quarters to come.
以下我把时间交给公司的首席财务官宪万先生，由他为大家阐述公司第三季度的财务情况。谢谢。
With that, I would like to turn over the call to the company's chief financial officer, Mr. Edmund Han, who will discuss the company's third quarter 2011 earnings results in more details. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of financial results. Revenue for the third quarter of 2011 was RMB 406.9 million, equivalent to US$63.4 million, up 30.4% compared to the same quarter last year. The increase was primarily driven by a 28.1% increase in the sales volume of ceramic tiles to 14.6 million square meters from 11.4 million square meters in the same period last year. We were able to increase our volume due to increased production capacity at the Hengda facility, together with our current capacity from the Hengda facility, both of which operated at full capacity during the quarter. Gross profit for the third quarter of 2011 was RMB 119.1 million, or US$18.6 million, up 27.5% from the last year. Gross margin was 29.3% compared to 31.8% for the same period last year. The decrease in the gross margins was due to higher production costs as reflected in the higher material and higher labor costs. To further explain this decrease in gross margins, there has been a general increase in the company's raw material costs over the last year. For example, one of our major raw materials, clay, has seen its price increase 8.6% in the third quarter relative to the comparable year-ago quarter. Coal, our second major raw material input, increased 9.8% in price in the current third quarter from the year-ago quarter. Other production process has increased year-over-year as well, including glazing, up 6.8%, coloring, up 6.5%, as well as a 3% increase in average labor costs as compared to the year-ago period. All of this material and labor costs contribute to the decline in the third quarter's gross margin, as described. However, in order to address this issue, from time to time, we consider our ability to raise our selling prices as a consequence of such increased costs. The company historically has been able to increase its average selling prices each year in the first quarter of the year, and as is currently planned, we expect to increase our selling prices once again in the first quarter of 2012. Profit before taxes for the third quarter was RMB 102.3 million, or US$15.9 million, up 19.8% from the comparable period last year. The year-over-year increase was a result of high revenue though somewhat offset by higher production, selling, and administrative expenses, as discussed earlier. Net profits for the third quarter of 2011 was RMB 75.8 million, or US dollar 11.8 million, up 19.9% from the comparable period in 2010, resulting from high revenue, though offset by higher production, selling, and administrative expenses. Non-GAAP net profits, which excludes the share-based compensation expenses, was RMB 78.2 million, or US dollar 12.1 million, up 23.5% year over year. Earnings per fully diluted share were RMB 4.16, or US dollar 0.65, for the third quarter of 2011, down. Diluted EPS for the third quarter of 2011 were computed using 18.3 million shares, while diluted EPS for the comparable period a year ago were computed using 11.1 million shares. Non-GAAP earnings per fully diluted share, which excluded the effect of share-based compensation expenses, was RMB 4.29, or US dollar 0.67, compared with RMB 5.69, or US dollar 0.84 in the same period in 2010. Turning to our balance sheet, as of September 30th, 2011, we had a cash of RMB 48.5 million, or US dollar 7.6 million, as compared to RMB 263.5 million, or US dollar 39.9 million at the end of last year. Cash was spent on capital expenditures to purchase of new kilns and production lines to replace older manufacturing equipment and hangars, as well as the continuation of Phase 2 construction at Hengdeli during the 9 months of 2011. As of September 30th, 2011, we had an inventory turnover of 78 days compared to 73 days as of December 31st, 2010. Our receivables turnover was 95 days, and the payable turnover was 79 days. Bank borrowings were RMB 195 million, or US dollar 30.6 million, up from US dollar 14.7 million as of the year end. The increase in bank borrowings was for working capital and providing a better cash position in light of capital expenditure requirements. Capital expenditure for the 9 months end is September 30th, 2011, were approximately RMB 377.8 million, equivalent to US dollar 58.2 million. Of this amount, approximately RMB 155.3 million, or US dollar 23.9 million, was related to the Hengde facility. RMB 170.5 million, or US dollar 26.3 million, was related to Phase 2 of the Hengde facility, and RMB 52 million, or US dollar 8 million, was related to Phase 3 of the Hengde facility, which is part of the company's 212 expansion plan. The company is currently in the process of reviewing and updating its capital expenditure plan for fiscal year 2012. We believe that our cash flow from operations, combined with our cash balances and borrowing capacity, will be sufficient to meet the remaining capital expenditure requirements of the production capacity expansion associated with the Hengdeli facility. Moving on to our outlook. Looking into the future, the company's backlog of order for delivery in the fourth quarter of 2011 is approximately US$54.2 million, representing a year-over-year growth rate of 26.6% compared to the fourth quarter of 2010. The expected sales volume in the fourth quarter of 2011 is approximately 12.5 million square meters. Our marketing position continued to be secured. Soon after, we were awarded one of the China's 500 most valuable brands. In September, we were awarded one of the top 100 fastest growing enterprises for China Building Materials, and a top 500 enterprise by the China Building Material Enterprise Management Association. Once again, this demonstrates our excellent brand recognition that resonates with the marketplace and which enables us to maintain pricing power with our customers. We are confident as to the continued demand for our building materials products, given our focus on Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. And as Mr. Huang mentioned in his opening market, we noted that affordable housing spurred by the government mandates uses similar material compared to private housing properties and can be used as a means to sustain and grow improves per capita GDP. Finally, we expect that the new capacity at Hengdeli and phase two of Hengdeli will run up to full utilization within 2 to 3 months of completion. And we look forward to seeing additional product and marketing developments in tandem with our successful capacity expansion program. With that, we would like to open up the call to any questions pertaining to the quarter and the company's performance. Operator.
Thank you, sir. At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Again, in order to ask a question, please press star one. As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Operator, I see we have three people in queue. Maybe we can start with those.
Your first question comes to the line of Michael Schulten with Clear Harbor.
Good morning, everyone. Edmund, I was curious about your outlook. It looks like it's sequentially down despite the capacity expansion. Is that just a seasonal thing, or are we seeing some slowdown in your markets, you know, as has been widely advertised in reports about construction in China?
There's no slowdown, but for further secure the completion of our new production lines, we just need more technical inspection throughout production line, and this will soon be completed. I mean, the phase two of Hengdeli. And after completion, we will still have 72 million square meters of ceramic tiles by the end of this year.
Okay. But so then your forward sales forecast declining from, you know, almost 15 million square meters to 12.5 million square meters for the quarter. That's due to the just bringing Hengdali back online. Is that right? Is that what I'm hearing?
You mean the fourth quarter backlog number?
Yeah,
which
the backlog and sales forecast, yeah.
Yeah, and also we are changing our product mix. We are selling some higher price product into our product mix so that we do not need such high volume of the ceramic tiles on according to the average selling price.
Okay.
About this is Bill Slaginski, Edmund. Just maybe to clarify a bit, the 12.5% increase is for book backlog as of September 30, 2011. Is that correct?
Yes, you are correct.
And it excludes any orders that will be booked and delivered during the fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay. But I'm looking at your sequential backlog. In other words, at the end of on last quarter's call, you projected 14.6 million square meters to be delivered, and for the fourth quarter, you're down to 12.5 million square meters.
And also, the fourth quarter is the winter season. Normally, it's the low season for the year.
Okay. Okay. So, and you really. You're not really seeing a slowdown in your business related to, the overall construction situation.
No, we do not see any slowdown. Instead, we still found the backlog and the requirement is very strong.
Okay. And then my other question was just, on the margin compression that you're seeing, and you mentioned that. You think you'll be able to recover those margins when you, I guess you're going to change prices in the first quarter. But can you give us some insight? I mean, what happens, I guess everyone, no one's predicting inflation to come down or predicting disinflation in China. Are you at risk for the whole, the cost inflation for the whole year? I guess you set prices in the first quarter, and then are you putting yourself kind of at risk for cost inflation for the whole year until you can reset them again and the following at the beginning of the following year?
Historically, we normally increase our selling price at the first quarter of every year, so that we will estimate the inflation for the whole year, so that we can actually cover all the cost inflation for the whole year.
I see. Okay. Okay, thank you. Congratulations on another great quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Your next question comes from the line of Pan Kwa Su with Roth Capital Partners.
Hello, good morning. First, congratulations on another good quarter. So my first question is on your capacity. So as your management mentioned is that by the end of this year, the total capacity will reach 82 million square meters, so up from 42 million square meters in the beginning of 2011. So my question is that with such a big jump in your total capacity, so can you elaborate on your business development initiatives to increase sales volume accordingly and maintain a high utilization rate going forward in 2012?
Yes. First of all. We are adding new distributors every year. And for example, at the beginning of this year, we increased three distributors. At the same time, we normally will add new distributors by at the beginning of the year, and we will announce to the public to this topic once we confirmed with the new distributors. And at the, and also, we are negotiating some new direct sales to directly to the real estate developer. And also, we will announce that once the contract is concluded. And at the same time, we are seeking the new opportunity to export our product to overseas, especially like the new market like Middle East and some part of Europe. And this, we see a lot of demand from this part of the world also.
Okay, so just a quick follow-up question. So so for the direct sales to real estate developers, so how much sales volume do you see will come from this channel in 2012?
In 2012, we currently we estimate we have about 13% of our sales are from the direct sales from the real estate developer. In 2012, we believe we can have about 15-18% range of the total revenue from the direct sales from the real estate developers.
So 15-16% range, right?
15-18%.
15-18%. Oh, sorry. Okay, 15-18%. Good. Okay. So, so another follow-up question is on your overseas market. So you mentioned that exploring overseas opportunities is also a very important strategy to for China ceramics. So, but I heard that earlier this year, several countries proposed to file anti-dumping investigations against China-produced indoor ceramics. So, so because that is for indoor ceramics, not related to your outdoor ceramics. But I want to know that how do your management see the potential effect on your overseas market business?
Yeah, I think such a import tax is subject to European countries. And other parts of the world, like Middle East, some of these countries do not have any, only have a small amount of the import tax for the Middle East countries. So also the Southeast Asia, for they are under strong development, also one of our target to sell our product to such countries.
Okay. Okay. So again, how big will the overseas market grow into in 2012?
Right. Currently, we have approximately 7% of the revenue are from the overseas,
mm-hmm.
and we think in 2012, that will the sales will be still within about 10%. But it is more than 7%.
Okay, so it's a plum, about 7-10% from overseas market. Okay. Okay. So my last question is regarding your Hengda Li facility. You know, as I asked before, so you will have a big capacity increase in 2012, and most of the new capacity addition will come from your Hengda Li facility. So as far as we know, Hengda brand is very famous in China, but relatively speaking, Hengda Li is less impressive in China market. So with that such a big jump in Hengda Li facility, so what specific actions will you take to ensure that sales volume for Hengda Li facility will be as good as a Hengda facility?
Yeah, when the technical requirement is mature, Hengda Li will produce more product for Hengda brand. And now we are also developing the new brand like such as Hengdeli, etc. But at the same time, we also produced top class of the ceramic tiles by Hengde brand in Hengde, in Hengdeli factory. So by 2012, we expect more products under the brand name of Hengde from Hengdeli.
Okay. Okay, so my last question is a follow-up question from another listener. So regarding your gross margin, so going forward, should we expect gross margin in a level around 29%, or we should expect gross margin to rebound back to 31% range?
I think that will rebound to 31% range.
Okay.
In the next course.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Thanks very much. So that's all my questions. Thanks for taking my questions.
Okay. Your next question comes from the line of Chris White with Green Capital Management.
Yes, Edmund. Just I wanted to let's say when you're at 72 million square meters and. Assuming no additional expansion or CapEx, what would be the maintenance CapEx for Hengde and Hengdeli on an annual basis, you think, on 72 million square meters?
And this still will be around 5 to 7% of our cost of goods sold for the maintenance cost. And currently, the maintenance cost is around 6% of the cost of the sale.
And well, then thinking about Hengde and Hengdeli, you know, one plant's obviously newer and perhaps more efficient. Should we expect greater EBIT? What should we think about as EBITDA margins between the two facilities?
That will approximately the same because Hengde has just finished its improvement during the year, and the EBITDA level compared to Hengdeli will approximately the same because the equipment depreciation will come to about the same rate. For both facilities.
And then just a quick question. I hear that Bill's on the call, but you know, with a lot of the CapEx going into the background here in the near future, how does the management and the board think about returning some of the free cash flow to shareholders in some form of dividend program, and where are you at in your thinking on that?
We will consider the such program after this capital expansion has completed, and also the cash start generated from the operations. Yeah, but this will be probably will be later next year or even in 2013.
Well, Bill, if I could jump in here, good question.
Yeah.
At the end of this month, management and the board will be coming together with the finalization of the 2012 budgets, both for operations, CapEx, and as a result, then cash flow. And we will together determine the best use of the available cash in 2012. And it remains to be seen as to how that cash will be deployed. So I think that it is something that management and the board continues to consider, and we will, as we finalize the 2012 budgets, make sure we look at the best use of the available cash.
Yeah, no, and I think, you know, obviously that's appropriate, and you do get a very high return on capital. I suppose I have somewhat of a concern as a shareholder where in a way to differentiate yourself from other Chinese, U.S.-listed Chinese companies, perhaps it's more prudent to say there is an allocation and a percentage of free cash that should be allocated to a dividend program in an effort to differentiate yourself. So, you know, typically, you know, companies that get a return of capital like you guys, you wouldn't do that, but I think perhaps these circumstances are a little bit different than you know, and probably, you know, take some thinking out of the box. So, but congratulations on a good quarter, and we look forward to following you guys.
Your next question comes from the line of John Harrell with Harrell & Associates.
Good morning, and congratulations on beating analyst estimates this quarter. I've got a couple of questions. Back on October 14th, a notorious China small cap short seller by the name of Geo Investing decided to come out with their preliminary report on China ceramics, and it seemed to be rather favorable. They did say at the time that they were going to present some more questions to the company. And my question is, have they presented those questions, and have they, if so, have they been answered? And does the company feel comfortable in meeting analysts' earnings per share estimate in 2012 of $3.29? Thank you.
Yeah, Bill, can you help on this question?
Yeah, on Geo Investing, let me turn back to our friends from Colson. I don't recall at the moment there being any follow-up questions that have been circulated. Is that fair, David?
Not that I've seen. I haven't seen any follow-up questions from Geo Investing. And there was a press release that went out to address some other issues early in the week, last week.
Right. But those were from the initial report.
Right.
Not from any follow-up questions. So to our collective knowledge, I believe it's fair to say we have not received any questions at this stage. And then, Edmund, the remaining question was on the 2012 earnings per share estimate.
Can you repeat your questions on the earnings per share?
Yeah, my second question was, does the company feel comfortable that they can either meet or beat analyst expectations for earnings per share in 2012 of $3.29?
Yes, we are still comfortable on that. And because of the current situation in China and also all the opportunities within the Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, in 2012, the demand for ceramic tiles is still very strong, and also to be one of the most famous brand for the exterior wall ceramic tiles, we believe that we can meet the target.
Great. Thank you very much. Congrats again.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. Gentlemen, you may proceed.
Okay, great. Thank you, operator. We'd like to thank all of you for your interest and participation, thoughtful questions on the call this morning. If any of you are visiting China, we always are happy to receive visits from our shareholders, and contact us if you want to arrange for that. And with that, operator, I think we're going to conclude our China Ceramics third quarter 2011 earnings call. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. This concludes today's China Ceramics third quarter 2011 earnings conference call. You may now disconnect.